Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the nourishment that we get from your word, and we pray that you will teach us the lessons that you want us to learn today. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Matthew 17, verse 26 and 27. From his subject, Peter answered. Jesus replied, "That's right. The children get off free without paying taxes, but so that we don't offend them, go to the lake and throw out your hook, and the first fish that rises up will have a coin in its mouth. It will be the exact amount you need to pay the temple tax for both of us." What was Peter's answer to? That starts in verse 24. When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" "Of course he does," Peter answered. When Peter walked into the house, and before he had a chance to speak, Jesus spoke up and said, "Peter, I have a question for you. Who pays tolls or taxes to a king? Is tax collected from the king's own children or from his subjects?" That's when Peter answered, "From his subjects." We see in Exodus 30, verse 13 to 16, "This is what everyone among those who are numbered shall give: half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. The half shekel shall be an offering to the Lord. Everyone included among those who are numbered, from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering to the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when you give an offering to the Lord to make atonement for yourselves. And you shall take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of meeting, that it may be a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord to make atonement for yourselves." Now the tabernacle of meeting was replaced by the temple, and so that collection was used for maintaining the temple. It was a yearly contribution that all Jewish males above the age of 20 made. According to Wikipedia, the temple tax is described as in Exodus 30. And there it also mentions that traditionally the priests are exempt from the temple tax. I haven't been able to do enough research through the Bible to verify this priestly tax exemption. That would take too long and I wouldn't have my message ready for this week. So the priestly right of tax exemption is purely based on the Wikipedia, which refers to the tradition. Now, sometimes the religious leaders added traditions to God's laws. So we don't know if this was one of the traditions that was outside of God's laws, or if we would find it in the Bible if we spent enough time looking for it. Either way, Jesus, even if it was only the fact that he is the Son of God, the Son of the King, and the King himself, that is reason enough for exemption. In 1 Samuel 17, verse 4 and 25, we hear about another time where royalty is exempt from tax. "And a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span." That's 9 foot 9 inches, or 2.97 meters. That's pretty tall. Verse 25, "So the men of Israel said, 'Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel, and it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich with great riches, will give him his daughter, and give his father's house exemption from taxes in Israel.'" So even when you're part of the royal family by marriage to the princess, you still get tax exemption. Hebrews 1 verse 1 to 3, TPT. "Throughout our history, God has spoken to our ancestors by his prophets in many different ways. The revelation he gave them was only a fragment at a time, building one truth upon another. But to us living in these last days, God now speaks to us openly in the language of a son, the appointed heir of everything. For through him God created the panorama of all things and all time. The sun is the dazzling radiance of God's splendor, the exact expression of God's true nature, his mirror image. He holds the universe together and expands it by the mighty power of his spoken word. He accomplished for us the complete cleansing of sins, and then took his seat on the highest throne at the right hand of the majestic one." And also in Hebrews 4 verse 14, that is why we have a great high priest who has gone to heaven, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us cling to him and never stop trusting him. That's NLT. And so we can see that Jesus is the Son of God, that's the King of Kings, and he's also the priest, the high priest. And royalty is exempt from taxes. So Jesus had a reason to be exempt from the temple tax. And yet, to avoid the possibility of offense, he was willing to pay the tax, and he did this little miracle of getting the coin out of a fish's mouth and provided the coin necessary for the tax for not just Jesus, but for Peter as well. This is one instance where Peter answered a question he didn't know the answer to. When they asked, doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax? He said, yes. Meanwhile, he hadn't asked Jesus. And another time is when James and John and their mother went to ask Jesus for the positions of honor left and right of him. He said, can you drink the cup I'm about to drink? And they said, yes. Meanwhile, they didn't know what they were letting themselves in for. So, yeah, it's not a good idea to answer a question that you don't know the answer for. But in this instance, Jesus made allowance for Peter's brashness and provided the coin for the tax for both of them. And so we can see that it is more important to be at peace with people than to be right. In Romans 12, verse 15 to 18, it says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. In this instance, Jesus didn't want anything to stand in the way of people coming to a saving knowledge of him. So paying the temple tax, even though he was exempt from it by the fact that he's part of God's royal family, nevertheless, he was willing to humble himself and put up with the inconvenience, if you wish, of paying the taxes, and it was provided from the fish's mouth. So shine your light, for your light has come. Be gentle with yourself and others. Remember that it is his light that you are reflecting. He gives the light, the energy, and you just exist to reflect his love, his mercy, his beauty, his light to the world.